Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was the trumpet motion I was making chime, if you were wondering.
That's
what
pretty
I was
impressive.
Doing.
Yes. Did you play trumpet as a kid?
I did not.
You have your own trumpeter at Echelon, or is that an add-on?
Can we, like, move off the topic of Echelon? Oh. It's not really of interest to anybody.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It became of interest to me when you got all sensitive about it.
Yeah, jeez. Once you Google image the place, it becomes very interesting.
Tomorrow you're going to say, I don't know why the people out there get the idea that I'm wealthy.
No more caramel delights for me today. I gotta get my wife said, make sure you get your summer bod right for this summer so she can show me off. All and right. Idea.
Oh, you have an idea.
Idea.
I love when you have ideas.
I think,
and then everybody else goes out and executes them for you.
Well, I throw it at the wall and see what sticks, right? Yeah. And I like to think Courtney would be on board with this idea. Maybe we even maybe came up with it in just in conversation.
You too, hot mic?
No. Yeah. A road show pool party event where we do all the road shows from specific pools.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That, let's say, Miami style or Vegas style type of pools.
Yeah.
Whether it's like the Omni Hotel, for example, or Echelon,
uh-huh.
We do the road shows from the pools.
Yeah. I mean, I would not mind trying to do a pool road show there. I think I should wait for a little while before asking and see. Build up some sort of rapport or something.
Plenty
like that.
Plenty of pools around. Yeah. We just pool hop, do shows maybe every Friday.
Every Friday is a pool show during the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe just 1 month.
Yeah.
Maybe July.
You guys could get cute little cabana boy outfits.
Mm-hmm. You had me a cabana boy.
I think we do it. And, like my mother said, it never hurt to ask. So we might as well start asking now. Yeah.
We could theoretically, I guess, work on something like that.
Ken just sent me just one word, no.
No.
Ken needs a little sun anyways. Get him some, he needs a tan.
Ken strikes me as a sun hat type of guy.
Uh-huh.
Like he has the full
zinc
covers
on the nose. Yeah. And he's like Volin. Like when I saw Volin at the U.S. Open and Volin had SPF 97 all over his body.
Has anybody seen Volin?
Not rubbed in.
No.
How do people put like sunscreen on and not rub it in?
Oh.
Is it like when you get food in your mouth and nobody tells you? Like, do people not tell them?
No, for Volin and those ilk, it's like the mask. They want people to know that they care about their skin.
It's a hard-o move.
It's like putting on lotion and forgetting to rub it in. You want everybody to know, hey, I'm covered here.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Ken's one of Ken's nicknames on this program for a long time was the lifeguard, so he would be appropriate to have there if we do a road show or two. I'm down with it.
Mm-hmm.
I am all in. I told you, I'm down with transition medical weight loss. I've been toning. Mm-hmm. Wifey said, "Yo, you're starting to look, So I'll get the cocoa butter oil up.
You looked slim at Ocean Prime the other night.
Well, I appreciate that.
You did.
Doing my diamond push-ups. I'm back to diamond push-ups. I gotta work on my legs though. I just can't squat no more.
Here is Phil from Maine. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Hey, not to be a Grinch, but the Twitch 12 Days of Christmas, nobody's winning getting Red Sox tickets, especially with what they're doing to that team. So,
well, listen,
still early.
Isn't it fun to go to the old ballpark anyway?
Yes, it is. Mm-mm. Yes, it is. It's just too bad John Henry's the owner. Anyway, What I really want to talk about, guys, is, the other day you guys had interviewed Coach Belichick, and he had said that it was pretty much too late in the season to make any changes for offensive coordinator and play caller.
Yeah.
If you remember, I believe we came out and said that we needed to change the offense this year because it was too complicated. It was too hard to handle, and they were going to actually simplify it with Matt Patricia. Okay, so please tell me where it's been simplified, because if it's been simplified and we're still doing this, we're screwed. We're screwed worse than we are. And how they can turn around and not make a change. I mean, we're one step short of taking and pulling out the playbook for the annexation of Puerto Rico, for God's sakes.
It was weird.
Rack 'em.
In the national reporting on that Bill interview yesterday,
uh-huh.
It was weird to me because in a lot of cases, they took that comment by Bill as being about the scheme as opposed to being about the play calling, the play caller.
Yeah, that quote really went around the world yesterday. It was pretty impressive.
But I asked the question about if the experiment doesn't work with Patricia and Judge et al., who's to blame for it? And the answer, you know, the Bill took ownership of it, but it wasn't. It's not about the scheme. It's
no.
About the guy who's executing it.
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought that was loud and clear with his answer. I that is the only thing I took away from that was that he.
Maybe he wasn't answering that way. I thought he was answering. My impression of Bill answering that yesterday was it's too late to make a change when it comes to Matt Patricia.
Right.
But maybe Bill was answering it's too late to make any changes. I mean, it's not too late to make any changes.
And it's not too difficult.
But could you make the argument that this decision with Matt Patricia was a more damaging decision to the organization than Bill's decision to not give Brady 2 years at $50 million?
Mm.
Because, follow me here. Maybe damaging is the wrong word. More just brain dead decision where you can understand the other side of the Brady debate. Nobody's ever done it. So if you're using history as a judge, you should say at some point it's Bill's whole tenure has been get away from a guy a year early than a year too late, right? So you say goodbye to Brady. That's an obviously historically bad decision. But what he did here was he hired someone because of their ability. Phil Perry said it best yesterday. He chose ability to work within the system.
Familiarity.
Over capability. He chose this guy's ability to be here and not be hired elsewhere. Consistency over capability. That's what he did. And the issue here is that you've lost the year entirely. We are now 5 games left. Mac is regressed immensely.
Yeah.
Bill knows there's an issue, won't correct it until the end of the season. So the whole reason you didn't bring in a guy like Bill O'Brien, a more competent coordinator, Nick Caley, was because you didn't want to lose them. So you had consistency.
Was that the reason, or he didn't want to pay him?
Well, you could look at either way, but the way it was put by Perry, who's pretty close to the team, was putting it that you took a step back in competence because you were going to have consistency. And what now has manifested is that you're not going to have the guy that you brought in for consistency. So you lost a year, and you're going to restart the whole process next year. And all of this was foreseeable.
See, yeah, Bill O'Brien.
I think he misjudged.
Mm-hmm.
I think his assumption was that Matt Patricia had been around for a long time.
Right.
You know, and would know the system better than anybody else. I think that's a mistake. But I think personnel-wise, you can argue that a bigger mistake was not paying enough attention when it came to the O-line.
Well, see, I think.
Well, who coaches the O-line?
See, and having Matt Patricia do both, but he also.
Well, he can't do either.
I also think that he thought Mac had progressed much further than he had. He called it a dramatic improvement from last season.
And I think Bill O'Brien, if he comes here, he's probably, Bill's right, he's probably one and done because he wants to be a head coach, right? He doesn't want to be an offensive coordinator. So I could see the Bill O'Brien thing. You don't want to pay him a ton of money. Nick Caley, maybe he doesn't want to go because you don't want to put offensive coordinator on the title because, you know, even though he would have been here for, you know, several years, he eventually would have had that and moved up the ladder. See, the question I always ask, right, is when you say scheme, so meaning like, okay, here's our system. Here's the way we're going to do things. Here's our offensive scheme. Now it's about the coordinator to call the right play within that scheme. So you get down, whether it's to the red zone, and go, okay, we got a bunch of plays here.
Mm-hmm.
What would work best in this situation? And I've always thought.
And what works best based on what we have previous, you know, what we've done last three, four setup plays, right?
Right. Correct. And I would always say that, and this is why one of the things where I thought it would be difficult for this offense, Mac Jones and Matt Patricia, is he's never done that. And so when we talk to Charlie Weiss, he is now just looking off a script and just saying, all right, I'll call this play and then I'll see what happens and then I'll call the next play, rather than being like, okay, I have to think about this three, four, five steps. Patricia is just in the beginning stages of learning how to play checkers. Mm-hmm. You need somebody that understands the game of chess when it comes to being a play caller. And that's a very difficult. It's easy. I wouldn't say easy in the sense like anybody could do it.
It's never been done before where you've had a defensive coordinator be in charge of calling plays on offense.
It's much easier to install a game plan than it is to actually call the game on Sunday. So that part of it,
And you also, the same guy is essentially the O-line coach, which he's never done before either.
Right. They is true. But I know the other guy helps out on the O-line. I'm forgetting his name, who played O-line and who's been
Billy
here. Billy Yates, who played O-line and he's been here for a number of years. But I think the O-line is more about, it's not about scheme coaching. It's about your personnel.
It's about personnel.
Yeah.
This is Jay from North Carolina. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys, let me shut off the speech here. I just want to say that I hope that Bill Belichick's ego doesn't get in the way of the success of the Patriots. And by that, I mean that Belichick is in charge of personnel. And if the personnel ain't forming up to a snuff, then the problem lies with Bill. And Mac Jones is going to be an outstanding quarterback one day, but not if his wings are clipped. Mac Jones is in the trenches where Bill is. Bill's not in the trenches. Mac Jones is. And I grant Mac Jones ain't a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers who can read defenses in the blink of an eye. But give the young man time. And, you know, the old saying is the mark of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's time for a change with a great Bill Belichick.
Oh.
If he'll submit his ego and possibly let Mac Jones alter the play at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Perhaps some degree of success.
Right. What's your suggestion? To fire him immediately? Mid to end of season?
No, but I'm just saying that give Mac Jones some ability to some degree of success at the line of scrimmage and maybe the unity of the organization. It's time for Bill Belichick to shrink his ego and let the personnel develop around him, especially Mac. He's going to be a good quarterback. You know that. You can see the potential of the young man.
Can you? Wiggy and Scheim do not agree.
Well, I don't know why they just don't use the exact same formula they used to build Brady and just use that on Mac, right, Wiggy? They can just get the same result.
All right. We got to get to Courtney into what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins lost in a shootout to Bruce Cassidy and the Golden Knights last night. A wild game after going down 3. Brad Marchand started the comeback. He ended with 2 points on the night. Then Pasta had the second goal and Taylor Hall tied things up. Riley Smith ended things in the 5th round of the shootout. And Bruce Cassidy, he got that standing ovation after a tribute video the Bees put out for him. I think Greg's right. I think that this is going to be a precursor. This is what we're going to see in the postseason in the Stanley Cup.
Great. Great story.
Great story.
If they both make it to the finals, it would be a great story.
Yep. And the Celtics, they got a road win, 116-110, your final from Toronto. Jason Tatum had 31 points and 12 rebounds. Jaylen Brown had 22 points. Marcus Smart came back, and he had 18 points himself. The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award nominees have been announced, and Lawrence Guy gets the nod for the pass.
Ooh, Tyreek Hill for the Dolphins. Wow.
And there is some drama in Boston when it comes to bowl games in our backyard. The Fenway Bowl. We'll see Louisville and Cincinnati face off. That's fine, but Cincinnati just hired Louisville's head coach, Scott Satterfield. Now Louisville then hired former Patriot Deion Branch as their interim head coach. He'll coach the Cards in the bowl game. So an interesting storyline there.
Check it out. It's a good game if you've never seen It's almost like the, oh, and I don't mean to kind of jump off topic a little, the Winter Classic uniforms, straight fire.
Yes, they are.
But if you haven't seen a Winter Classic game at Fenway or a football game at Fenway, it is pretty cool. So check both.
Let's go to that. You want to go to that game?
I'll go to that game.
It's on Saturday the 17th.
I think. Kevin Curtis will be broadcasting live from the Fenway Wasabi Bowl.
Oh, excellent.
Wow. We'll see if I can get you in.
And Curtis wants you to make sure you mention Tom Brady winning last night.
Yes, Tom Brady did get a win. He got a win with 3 seconds left
Correction. Tom Brady and the officials won that game last night.
Oh, yeah. You didn't think that was pass interference?
No.
Greg, your jealousy is showing.
Aaron Judge was at the game wearing a Mike Evans jersey, and there are Yankees players that are tweeting out the photos saying, "Hi, I have a question." So there's rumblings going on when it comes to Aaron Judge. And just in time for your holiday and New Year's gatherings, Shaw's is having a sale on Coke and Pepsi now through Thursday. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of 12-ounce cans or 8 packs of 12-ounce bottles. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
47 degrees and cloudy.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Tomorrow on this show, 12 Days of Twitchmas at 8:45, and Bradfo from the winter meetings in San Diego. Here is David from Cape Cod. Hello, David.
Hello, how you doing, guys? 2 points, and then I'll hang up and let you see if you think I'm crazy.
Okay.
Number one, look at the entire history of the NFL. If you had a choice to be a fan of one team, it would be the New England Patriots. 20 years, no one else has ever done that. Mm-hmm. Of the 10 Super Bowls in the history of the NFL, 3 of them are Patriots. The first one, Seattle and Atlanta. Unbelievable. That's number one. Number two, it's over, okay? Brady should have left. God bless him. Because they were never going to win anything if he stayed. If he stays and they pay him all this money, they're worse than they are today.
Oh, get out of here.
Good for
David, they're not.
It was great for the Patriots. Guess what?
David.
It's over, and they have got to move on. And
right.
Bill Belichick.
What's your theory?
Is it crazy? Is it Brady? Is it Belichick? It was both of them combined with Kraft and everything else.
Okay.
But it's over.
All right. This
God in heaven. Can we I have an idea for March Madness. I don't know if you did this at AAF, and congratulations, you won a Marconi, and you've had a very good career in radio.
Congrats, Greg.
Actually, the Marconi good job, Greg. It belongs to all of you.
Oh, well, you know, that's very kind of you, but you never say that in private.
First thing, I moved to the new place.
On the mantle, I'm sure?
No, I'm going to build a special...
A glass case, like what they hold the Lombardi in.
By the way, this is called rationalizing. That's what David in the Cape was. He doesn't want to hear about Brady today because it's a good day for Brady, and his team looks like a dumpster fire, so that's why he goes back and does that. But I digress. Most annoying caller, Madness. We have one on the hold right now, David in Florida. He would be my number one seed.
You don't like
Michael
David
takes
Florida?
The cake.
Oh, right.
TC.
Yeah. Derek the Steelers fan.
Ooh, I like Derek. But
talk about annoying and miserable people, but can I give a special shout out?
Sure.
Because John Zink is a listener of the show, and he just tweeted at us that he was number 3 in the 12 days of Twitchmas today, but he's not bummed because today he got a clean cancer checkup.
Oh.
So he's a winner anyway.
Right. Excellent.
So I want to give a shout out.
Johnny Z.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what direction that call was going in, but I do often wonder if when it comes to the fans, New England Patriots fans, if they would appreciate a declaration that there is a rebuild in progress. And I mean, you can't have 20 years of extraordinary success, lose Tom Brady, never mind where the fault lies on that, then get yourself a rookie quarterback, lose the offensive coordinator who's been here for 12, 15 years, whatever that number is, and not expect that there's going to be some regression. So I don't know.
Well, the owner of the team said they should win a playoff game.
Yeah. Do you think that Robert?
Listen, what else is he going to say? And maybe that was. I mean, I would like to see Robert Kraft just declare it a rebuild. Like, why?
Yeah, you can't declare rebuild when you made the playoffs. When you made the playoffs last year,
I declare rebuilding.
I declare it a rebuild.
When you made the playoffs,
why can't you?
Because you made the playoffs last year. Teams that are rebuilding are not playoff teams.
Mm-hmm. And rebuilding teams don't go and spend like $200 million in free agency.
Rebuilding, it takes time. It's a process. You find your guy and then, you know, you might not be as good. You might not make the playoffs for a couple years, but you're starting to see, okay, you're ascending in the right direction. You can't make the playoffs and then go, oh, they're rebuilding because the next year you switch your offensive coordinator and the same group of guys you brought back are not playing as well.
And you have a more talented roster this year than you did last year.
Right.
You chose to regress on offense because you hired your golf buddies who would never challenge you. And that is a fireable offense. I'm not saying he will get fired or even should get fired, but the position they find themselves in is not due to bad luck with injuries. It's not due to a bad call by a referee. It's not due to any of these things that can occur. It is due to the obstinance of the head coach and general manager and his desire to not be threatened in any way with his coaching
staff. Your expectation was for any NFL team that is going to lose the greatest quarterback of all time And Curtis, I'm don't put your head down. I mean,
they won 10 games last year. We're basing off that. We're not going back 3 years. I'm saying last year, they looked like it was a renaissance. The team was really behind Mac Jones after a year of watching Cam Newton. It felt like the offense was cohesive again. And I understand, you know, growing pains. The Bills lost Daboll, one of the best offensive minds in football, replaced him with Ken Dorsey, and they're 9-3. I mean, you can make a change. The Dolphins lost their head coach. They added Mike McDaniel, brought in weapons around Tua.
Mm-hmm.
They're a revelation. It's not that hard anymore. You have to spend and invest, and you have to go outside of your tree. And Bill has chosen not to do that. If he brought in a coordinator that was competent and didn't lose the progress of Mac, this is the playoff team. The AFC's top is very, very great. But the middle of the AFC is mediocre.
Right.
This is Matt from Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. How is everyone?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm great. I agree with you, Greg. We're in a rebuild, man. And I'm going to say, as a fan, they won their first Super Bowl when I was 7 years old. This is just passing of the torch. My dad had to go through this, you know, that we won. You know, his dad had to watch the Patriots be horrible, and then they won. You know, it's just,
yeah,
it's time to move on. It's time to move on from the season. Just call it what it is. It's over.
Yeah, let's so move basically on. You're saying for you, your Raiders game week 15 being flexed is like your dad not being able to actually watch the Patriots on local television because it wasn't a sellout. You're saying that's the same kind of thing.
Kind of pass another torch, exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
so rebuild means you have to figure out what direction you're going in, completely revamp your roster. Do you feel comfortable in your rebuild that Mac Jones is the guy?
No.
Okay, so then that means you have
What kind of condition do you think Mac Jones is going to be like at the end of this season? I don't mean physically.
He wants mentally? This over right now.
Yeah.
He is. I'm telling you, the morning he wakes up after this season is over will be the easiest morning that he's had in quite a bit of time.
Do you think he wants to be here?
No.
Huh?
He's going to need a lot of off-season breathing techniques. No, I don't think he wants to be here.
I wouldn't want to be here either.
Really?
No. If I'm Mac Jones and we could say all we want that being an NFL player, you need to be mentally tough. If you go out there after you come back from an injury and after having, you know, a few series where things aren't going your way, to get booed and treated that way by the fan base, I said it before, and I was a Zappy fan. Mm-hmm. He is not going to forget about that.
Yeah, but I can care less about the fans. I played for Bill.
But you are much different mentally than Mac Jones.
No, forget the fans. I'm talking about you have to be a certain type of dude to play for Bill Belichick, mentally.
And you don't think he's that kind of guy?
And I don't think he is that kind of guy. And that's not like his fault. It's just, you know, he's just probably. Now, he probably dealt with similarities with Nick Saban. And I don't know. You know, he's probably able to deal with Nick Saban and some of the stuff that Nick Saban was doing because he had a ton of talent around him. They won. You know, maybe when you're winning, you might be able to deal with some of the things Bill's doing. But Bill is a different type of coach, and you have to be mentally a different type of player to want to deal with that stuff. Remember when we asked Tyler about coaching hard, and he laughed?
Well, yeah. Listen, I think last season, I think it was – for him, it was a great rookie season. Like, so you look at the way his year has progressed. He comes back, and it's Matt Patricia, and he's whatever the issue was, whether he and Kendrick Bourne, whoever it was, they were unhappy with that direction. Then you essentially have the argument over the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then you have Bill refusing to name him as the starter when he returns.
Right.
Code red.
I bet if you ask Bill right now who's your starting quarterback, he'll still be like, you know.
Why are you trying to get me into a corner?
So you legitimately think that Mac Jones wants out?
I don't think Mac wants, and I can understand
it. You think he doesn't want to be here?
Yeah, and I can understand it. It's very difficult to deal with Bill as a coach.
And I think Mac felt like he could handle Bill as a coach because he had his situation with Saban and they're very similar. But Saban always put him in the right light to succeed. Bill has failed him this season that.
And see, I think the difference is, and even with Saban and for Mac Jones, it's not really about Saban or Bill the head coach, right? It's hard to deal with that. It's the buffer that you have between you and Bill or you and Saban. And for him, I think it was Steve Sarkisian, who was his offensive coordinator. And for Mac here, it was Josh McDaniels. So even though Bill might have been the type of coach he is, you had that buffer in an offensive coordinator where you can at least sit there and have a conversation. And Josh might go, listen, I don't agree with what Bill wants us to do here, but he wants to do it because of this. That, where now the buffer is Bill's right-hand
man.
So
after this season is over, who do you think is more mind-effed, Mac Jones or Zach Wilson?
Oh, Zach Wilson.
I think Mac Jones, and
it's not even close.
Yeah. By the way, we have a poll up, which I find fascinating, at the Greg Hill Show on Twitter. Which decision was dumber? Letting Brady walk or hiring Patricia as offensive coordinator? 200 votes, and just put this up, 57% say hiring Patricia.
Really?
Yes. That's how blatant, because you can make an argument for the other one. As I said, I didn't agree with it. But I understand that Robert Kraft has several businesses. He's a billionaire for a reason. And you thought that Bill would give you more good years than Brady. I don't think that's illogical. I disagree. But Patricia, there's not another side to it. Every person that wasn't bought and sold for by the organization thought it was going to be a dumpster fire because they used logic. And it's been a dumpster fire.
And the question is,
coming out of this season,
yeah,
you think that Mac is in a worse state mentally than Zach Wilson is being sat.
Yeah, because I think the coaches are completely different and what maybe Mac's going through and what Zach is going through is completely, completely different. Like, Zach is like, all right, I've had, you know, a couple bad years and it's just, you know, I'm not able to figure it out, but, I'll figure it out. Mac is coming off a year where you go, all right, he was a Pro Bowler. He made the playoffs and thinking like, yo, they're treating me like this. Zach Wilson was like, ooh, I was bad my rookie year. I'm struggling this year. So I got to figure this out.
Okay. Follow-up question. Who do you think is coming off this season more mind-effed? Sophie or Zach Wilson's mom's friend?
Mm. Mm.
I definitely say Sophie.
Well, Courtney can't speak to Sophie.
I can't speak on this topic. Yeah. I actually think it's the opposite, though, when it comes... Because I agree
with you.
Did
you run into Sophie recently?
Yes.
Ooh.
We didn't.
Was there a buffer?
Did you say hello?
I did not.
Oh.
Did you guys have like a staring contest, like me mugging each other?
No, every time she was around, my eyes went to the ground.
Oh, no. You didn't.
Stand strong.
You got shook. You was a shook
Santo
one.
Santo was like, you didn't go up and say like, man. Hey, what's up? To? We were at a spa that we both go to, and they actually posted a video the next morning of like, oh, fun night last night, and she and I are both in the video. I'm like, she really doesn't even know who I am.
You should have went up to her, and you should have been like, hey, Sophie, I'm Courtney, blah, blah, blah.
No, you should have gone up to her and said, hey, what's zapping?
Passively aggressively asked why you
got to play
blocked.
Some.
It should have been like any zappy endings around this spa.
Don't worry, be zappy.
You got to play some Mob Deep shook ones for Courtney. You can't put your head down.
No, because I know if I had gone up and said something, then it would be like, oh, this girl thinks she's all that, and who is she coming up to me asking why I blocked her? She's old. She's 31.
Well, how old?
You should have said like I thought someone would have intercepted me.
23.
Just said, excuse me, miss, you're blocking the door like you block critics on Instagram.
Courtney, you're more popular.
You're blocking the fire exit like you block people on Instagram.
Oh, don't cry like your boyfriend. Jeez.
You should have acted like you owned the room.
I did. Just when she walked by, I didn't want to engage.
You should have asked if she had any special breathing exercises, too.
No.
All right. We can take a break. We will be right back. Shine, why am I being blamed in the Twitch chat for that rejoin? That was your choice. I did not ask you to play that.
What, people don't like it?
No, I don't know. How can you not like Judas Priest?
That song's a banger.
There's not a lot of... It's not the land of happy people at Christmas time in the Twitch chat. I mean, there are some that are happy, but some
the Twitch
that are
chat
just,
is never happy.
I know, but that's kind of their thing.
Yeah, the holidays can be
just Rob on a
some.
Golf course. He's very happy. Very nice guy.
Rob on a golf course is among... Are we going to do a bracket of the best... Twitch chatters, Curtis, in addition to the most annoying callers?
I'll allow it.
Let's see. This is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Hi. Good morning, Greg. How are you? Courtney?
Listen,
good morning.
Jermaine?
We're all great. Curtis, apparently not a fan of yours. I don't know if you heard that. Who? Curtis?
Funny the first time.
That pseudo amateur media personality.
I mean, he does occasionally set the dialogue for the nation.
Occasionally, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, jeepers. I'm devastated.
Get to the next page.
Mommy, Curtis isn't being nice to me, Greg.
Listen, I feel like it's the holiday time. Everybody should be nice to everybody for a couple weeks leading up to the big day, and then you can go back to being assholes after that.
All right. Hi, Chris. I miss you. How are you?
Okay, can we get to the point, please?
Get to the point. I wanted to find out what you guys could do to bring Charlie Weiss back.
Charlie Weiss. I mean, I feel like he. I mean, no disrespect, but he's a little bit past his prime.
Yeah, but I'm sure
I think Bill can find somebody. I think that Bill can find somebody who has some experience when it comes to calling plays.
If you're gonna go that route, go Charlie Weiss Jr. He's the offense coordinator down at Ole Miss.
Sure.
There's a bunch of young offensive minds across the country that would die at the opportunity to work for Bill Belichick.
You know, I know we still have, plenty of season left here, but this offseason is going to be so interesting because you think about, and Shine brings up a good point, there are so many, coaches out there, young-minded coordinators or guys that have that potential. It's going to be interesting to see what Bill does now that we know that, all right, maybe... I think he realizes that he might have made a mistake.
Well, we still got 5 games left.
Yep.
So.
And there's a slight chance that you sneak in the back door.
Okay.
All right. Patriots? Or?
Uh-huh.
No, that's you and the Jets fighting.
Don't forget, speaking of Curtis, big Curtis and Ken show Saturday. At the Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth, 9-1, featuring appearances by the governor, my governor, Governor Sununu. I think Angry Principal Dave has been given a time slot on Saturday. Is that correct?
We'll see.
We'll see about that.
But Governor Sununu will announce his candidacy for president in 2024, so I am thrilled.
And aren't you having a segment with Santo and Bobes and Brett and Sloshed and all those guys?
We are having one with the crew, and okay. Santo is going to play Truth or Dare, Ken said. Oh. I don't know what that is. But
make sure you have the Sandro drop.
Never have I ever.
All right. Well, we got to go. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Brad Foe from the Winter Meetings and yet another 12 days of Twitchmas present for you at 8:45. Gresham Kiefer next. Thank you very much for listening and thank you for watching on Twitch.
I'll be honest with you, I'm exhausted. I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.